Second one, the sun is not from nothing, not from the will of the Father, but from the substance of the Father. That means the sun is from the substance of the Father. And number three, the sun is co-eternal with the Father. He is co-eternal with the Father and shares the fullness of the divinity with him. And he is co-eternal with the Father and shares the divinity with him. Number four, the Spirit of God shares the same divinity and the same power. Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, shares the same divinity and the same power. Number five, the Spirit of God is one and the same substance with the Father and the Son. So the Spirit of God is one and the same substance with the Father and the Son. These are the 5 points, 5 main elements about Trinity. And how did Athanasius fight against Arianism? The Arian controversy arose because of the doctrine of Trinity, that is, about the relationship between Father and the Son. Arius was a presbyter in Alexandria. He set forth a doctrine that Christ, though higher than human nature, was inferior to God. So he such a doctrine that Christ is inferior to God and was not eternal in existence. To put this in another way, Arius taught that Logos is not the substance with the Father. So Logos is not with the substance with the Father, that is what Arius taught. The Ecumenical Council of Nicaea, that was in 325, condemned this. And Athanasius was the one who fully fought against Arianism. So Saint Gregory of Nazianzus called Athanasius the pillar of the church. Shortly before the monks appeared in the Egyptian desert, and they were sons and daughters of the covenant in Syria. Sons and daughters of the covenant in Syria. And what about this specialty with these monks? They took a vow at the baptism to lead a life of celibacy, prayer, and lay ministry in the village. So they had taken a covenant, sons and daughters of the covenant. They had taken a vow that they will lead a life of celibacy, prayer, and ministry in the village. But they were under control of the church. What was the reason? To stop corruption and excessiveness. So somebody has to control. So the church controlled them to prevent corruption and excessiveness. About this time, very important and very important subject now we have to learn about is the development of monasticism in Palestine at this time. This is a parallel development that was taking shape in Palestine. There was a great attraction to move to Palestine desert. What was the reason for this attraction? The attraction was mainly due to certain factors. Number one, the biblical incidents such as Exodus happened here in this Palestinian desert. Number two, the prophecy of Elijah. Elijah prophecies were in the Palestinian desert. Number three, the ministry of John the Baptist happened there. And number four, that is above all this, the fasting of our Lord Jesus Christ for 40 days. This took place in this desert. So there was a great parallel development taking shape in Palestine and the attraction of the monks to move to Palestine desert. That was the reason for that. So, let us see. The next one is about the historical facts that contributed to the monastic movement. the historical facts that contributed to monastic movements. Number one, the Christian monastic settlements in the desert of Judea, Judea, and Cetis, 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 came up at the same, almost the same location where the Essenes had their ascetic communities earlier. Essenes had their ascetic communities earlier in the places where? The places of desert of Judea and Cetis. And the Christian monastic settlements developed here. These Essenes, who are these Essenes? E-S-S-E-N-E-S, Essenes, E-S-S-E-N-E-S, Essenes. They were the Jewish sect that lived in this wilderness. And they had the Moses in high esteem. So the first historical reason is, the Christian monastic settlements in the desert Judea and Cetis came up at the same location where the Essenes had their ascetic communities earlier. That is first reason. And the second historical reason is the possibility of the influence of Buddhist asceticism. This is only a possibility. It is not confirmed. This is a possibility that there was an influence of Buddhist asceticism. That is another historical factor for the monastic movement. Number three, Stoic and Platonic influence are also some factors that contributed to the monastic movement. Stoic and Platonic influences. I don't want to go and elaborate on that. These topics are pretty wide, but I will give you a condensed one, you know, for you to remember. Stoicism. Stoicism is a philosophy that flourished through the Roman and the Greek world until the 3rd century AD. It flourished in the Roman and Greek world until the 3rd century AD, and it was founded by Zeno, Z-E-N-O, founded by Zeno. The Stoics teach that, this is the most important thing that you have to note. The Stoics, what do they teach? They teach that virtue is the only good. Virtue is the only good for human beings. So for human beings, virtue is the only good. And the external things, such as health, wealth, and pleasures, are neither good nor bad in themselves. So the health, wealth, pleasure, all these are external things. They are neither good nor bad in themselves. And for human beings, virtue is the only good. That is what Stoicism taught, or Stoics taught. What about Platonism? According to theory of Plato, actual things, real things, are transcendent ideas. Transcendent, T-R-A-N-S-C-E-N-D-E-N-T, transcendent, T-R-A-N-S-C-E-N-D-E-N-T, transcend ideas. And actual things are the copies of, transcend ideas. That is the theory of Plato. Saint Augustine's writing was heavily influenced by this. And Platonism had some influence on Christianity through Clement of Alexandria and Origen. So in them, according to the Platonism, they argue that non-physical, that means substantial, fundamental forms represent the most accurate reality. So the fundamental forms or ideas represent the accurate reality. That is what they teach. So the actual things that we see are the copies of transcendent, that means transcendent means divine. Transcendent transcendence, divine or mystical, we can call, mystical ideas. Once again, let me tell you about Platonism. It is the theory of faith, stressing especially that the actual things that we see are the copies of transcendence ideas, copies of divine ideas. The actual things that we see are the copies of divine ideas. So that is Platonism. Saint Anthony of Egypt, also called the Anthony the Great, was a religious hermit. One of the earliest monks. Counted as the founder and father of the original organized Christian monastery. So Saint Anthony of Egypt, he is considered to be the founder and father of the organized Christian monastery. His rule represented one of the best attempts to codify the guidelines of monastic living. So he tried his rules. Through his rules, he tried to codify the guidelines for monastic living. There should be some guidelines to run the monastic living. So he tried to do that first. He was a great friend of Saint Anthony. So Saint Anthony wrote a classic book it is a biography on the life of Anthony. Saint Athanasius wrote a book on the life of Saint Anthony. So it is known as Life of Anthony. So Athanasius was a friend of Saint Anthony, and Saint Athanasius wrote a book on the life of Anthony, and the book's name is Life of Anthony, the biography. And this biography is a great work of Athanasius. John Cassian, in his conferences, recounts that Saint Anthony once said, it is very remarkable expression that is to be reckoned with in everything. A man's prayer is not perfect if in the course of it he is aware of himself or of the fact that he is praying. So Saint Anthony told about prayer. A man's prayer is not perfect. It cannot be perfect if in the course of it, during the prayer, he is aware of himself. When he is praying, he becomes aware of himself. That means when he becomes aware of himself, he is not aware of the Lord or of the fact that he is praying. And if he feels that he is praying, then his prayer is not at all perfect. He was very much influenced by the listening to the gospel of Saint Matthew 19:21. You know, that's the core of his art. And he tried to choose the path of asceticism. Matthew 19:21. It says, if you want to be perfect, go, sell what you have, and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. He did accordingly and followed the Lord. So Saint Anthony the Great was a religious hermit of the earliest monks, who is considered to be the founder and father of the organized Christian monastery. He made attempts to codify guidelines for monastic living. Saint Athanasius was a great friend of Saint Anthony. Saint Athanasius wrote the biography of Anthony under the title Life of Anthony. And Saint Anthony was influenced by the gospel reading of Matthew 19:21. He left everything and took to ascetic life. The most important work of Saint Anthony is City of God. City of God, we can see in City of God that philosophy and theology meet together. His philosophical knowledge and his theological knowledge meet together in that work, that is City of God. Three great monastic centers were established by the disciples of Saint Anthony. They were the great monastics in this. They were at Nitria, N-I-T-R-I-A, Nitria. They were at Nitria, Cetis, S-C-E-T-A-S, Cetis, and at the Cells, C-E-L-L-S. So, Saint Anthony's disciples established three monasteries at Nitria, Cetis, and Cells. How did, now let us see, how did the communal life of monks work? So they established the communal monasteries, Cenobitic monasteries. And how did they do that? How did it work? Number one, they were under the guidance of a spiritual father. A spiritual father is needed to guide them. They were under the guidance of a spiritual father. Number two, their modes of life consisted of manual labor, prayer, and constant struggle against vices. So, number one, they were under the guidance of a spiritual father. Number two, their life consisted of manual labor, prayer, and constant struggle against the vices. V-I-C-E-S, vices. Bad things. The most successful Cenobitic community was founded at Tebanisi on the upper Nile by Saint Pachomius. Saint Pachomius founded the most successful Cenobitic community at Tebanisi. T like Tom. T-A-B-E-N-N. ISI, Tebanisi, in the upper of Nile. Abba Palamen, A-B-B Abba, for the abbot, Abba Palamen, P-A-L-A-M-O-N, was his spiritual guide. So, in Pachomius, spiritual guide was Abba Palamon, P-A-L-A-M-O-N. Abba Palamen was his spiritual guide. Saint Pachomius did not have any sort of secular education. He did not have any secular education. But the most important thing, he knew the scriptures by heart and understood the gospel meaning of Christian self-denial. These are the cardinal principles for a great monk to be. So Saint Pachomius did not have any sort of secular education, but he had learned the scriptures by heart. Number two, he understood the gospel meaning of Christian self-denial. Self-denial is the cardinal principle for a monk, for a monast. The roots of Pachomian koinonia. Pachomian koinonia, P-A-C-H-O-M-I-A-N, Pachomian, P-A-C-H-O-M-I-A-N, Pachomian koinonia, K-O-I-N-O-N-I-A, Pachomian koinonia, this is one word, you know, Pachomian koinonia, K-O-I-N-O-N-I-A, what is koinonia? Koinonia means community or a fellowship. For communion, that is known as koinonia. Community or fellowship. So, the rules of Pachomian koinonia published under his name, consists of Cenobitic rules he had instituted. He instituted Cenobitic rules. Pachomius instituted the Cenobitic rules and that was published under his name. Rules of Pachomian Koinonia. Now let us see about the Cappadocian Fathers. Cappadocian Fathers, C-A-P-P-O-D-O-C-I-A-N, Cappadocian Fawes. But the four Eastern Fathers were Saint Basil, Gregory of Nyssa, N-Y-S-S-A, Gregory of Nyssa, and Gregory Nazianzus, N-A-V-I-A-N-Z-U-S. These were the three most important figures in Cappadocia who had left an indelible impression on the monastic life. So, these are the three Cappadocian fathers who left an indelible impression on monastic life. Saint Basil, Gregory of Nyssa, and Gregory Nazianzus. These are the three very renowned fathers. Saint Basil was first ascetic leader of Eastern, that is Greek, church tradition. So Saint Basil was the first ascetic leader of Eastern church tradition. What, let me see, tell you about Saint Basil. He possessed a forceful and dynamic personality. His guiding principles were based on moral principles. His guiding principles were based on moral principles laid down in the New Testament. So his guiding principles were the moral principles that were laid down in the New Testament. He formulated the rules for the monks in two sections. So he formulated the rules for the monks in two sections. Number one, the long rules. Number two, the short rules. So he formulated the rules into two sections. One is the long rules and the second one is the short rules. He was very moderate in his approach to asceticism. He warned monks against overemphasis on spiritual observances. He did not want them to do overemphasis on specific observances. And they may not be at the expense of self-denial, meekness, and selfishness. So he was moderate on specific observances. And he and his friend Gregory of Nazianzus codified Origen's spiritual exhortations. So Origen's spiritual exhortations were codified by Saint Basil and his friend Gregory of Nazianzus under the title Philokalia, P-H-I-L-O-K-A-L-I-A. It's just a reference. This is not that much to be too much trust for you for your examination. So he codified with Gregory of Nazianzus, Origen's spiritual exhortation. The Cappadocian fathers made substantial contributions to the Christian conception of Trinity and the mystery of incarnation. So the Cappadocian fathers made substantial contributions to the regarding Trinity and mystery of incarnation. So their contributions became authoritative pronouncements of the Eastern Orthodox Church. When Tertullian, Tertullian describes God, as oneness, O-N-E-S, oneness, and three-present. He describes God as oneness and three-present. But this church fathers declared that God to be one ousia, O-U-S-I-A. I'll explain that. But that's why they declared God to be one ousia, O-U-S-I-A, and three hypostasis, H-Y-P-O-S-T-A-S-E-S, hypostasis. So God is one ousia and three hypostasis. That word you have to remember and learn it, you know. God is one ousia and three hypostasis. Ousia means essence, one essence. Hypostasis denotes distinct persons in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are three distinct persons. Denotes the distinct persons in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are three distinct persons in one essence. That is what the church fathers, these Cappadocian fathers taught. When Tertullian taught that God is oneness and three persons, he did not teach that one essence. That's why these fathers vehemently opposed about that and made their pronouncements. And because these fathers who led the Council of Constantinople that reaffirmed the Nicene Creed against Arius in 381. They were the ones who fought against Arianism. So these fathers were very prominent because they fought vehemently against Arianism. And Saint Gregory of Nyssa used his powerful pen against Eunomius. So he used his Saint Gregory of Nyssa used his powerful pen. He wrote against Eunomius. E-U-N-O-M-I-U-S. Eunomius. He wrote vehemently against Eunomius. Who is Eunomius? Let us see what he had done. Eunomius argued that Father alone was existent, self-existent. And the Son and the Holy Spirit, the Son and the Holy Spirit had a beginning and an end. So he argued, Eunomius argued that Father alone is self-existent. The Son and the Holy Spirit had a beginning and an end. Those Eunomians say that Father created the Son out of nothing and the Holy Spirit is the second creature of the Father. So they say that Father created Son out of nothing and Holy Spirit is the second creature of the Father. Saint Gregory, in his interpretation of the essence of Trinity, asserts that Son and the Holy Spirit are not evolved as a result of the first act of creation of God. They were not evolved as a result of first act of creation of God, and that the persons of the Trinity are alike in substance. So Gregory of Nyssa declared that the Son and the Holy Spirit are alike in substance, the Trinity. And that means they say share the same nature. So Son and the Holy Spirit share the same nature of the Father. The Holy Spirit, see for the Son, the Holy Spirit proceeded from the Father. So Gregory of Nyssa had a very deep understanding about Origen, Phaedo, Plato, and Stoics. These three fathers are acknowledged as the Doce of the Universal Church. Doce means Malpans of the Universal Church. Grigory Nazianzen was a contemplative ascetic. What the quality about Grigory of Nazianzen was that he preached very enticing sermons because due to his doctrinal and psychological content, very effective sermons he used to give. Now let us see Saint Macrina and the movement of Christian nuns. Saint Macrina, M-A-C-R-I-N-A, Saint Macrina. Saint Macrina and the movement of Christian nuns. Saint Macrina was the elder sister of Saint Basil. She is said to be the first to establish a nunnery, not only in the Eastern Church, but in the Church as a whole. From her early childhood, Macrina displayed a simple lifestyle, coupled with dependence on God due to profound influence of her pious mother. She was very much influenced by her pious mother, Emilia, E-M-I-L-I-A, and her grandmother, Macrina the Elder. So Saint Macrina's mother's name was Emilia. Her grandmother's name was Macrina the Elder. So both had the same name. That's why the grandmother is called Macrina the Elder. So she was influenced by these two persons. She started spending more time in prayer and fasting and started the nunnery. She lived a life of poverty. The only ornament that she wore was an iron cross around her neck. So by the 5th and 6th centuries, most of the active monastic sages moved to Palestine, that is in Gaza. So by 5th and 6th centuries, most of the active monastic sages moved to Palestine, Judean desert and Sinai. These are the three places they moved to. Most active monastic sages moved to Palestine in Gaza, Judean desert and Sinai. These are the three areas where the active monastic sages moved to during the 5th and 6th centuries. Palestine, in Gaza, Judean desert and Sinai. And the Ladder of Ascent by John Climacus was inspired by the monastic tradition in Gaza. John Climacus wrote the Ladder of Ascent, the Ladder of Ascent by John Climacus. He wrote it because he was very much influenced by the monastic tradition in Gaza. So now let us see the influence of monasticism. What was the influence of monasticism? To the people at large, monasticism provided great strength through prayers and good examples in practicing Christian virtues. Great influence was that they provided great strength through prayers and good examples in practicing Christian virtues. The laity gave great importance to the model of obedience to the gospel teaching. So the laity gave great importance to the model of obedience to the gospel teaching. Western culture was also greatly influenced by the model of asceticism. The example of Saint Anthony, which was portrayed by Athanasius. Earlier I told you about Saint Anthony, the work based on Saint Anthony, the life of Saint Anthony by Athanasius. So that had a great influence on the monastics, such as Jerome and Augustine. So late monastics like Jerome and Augustine were very much influenced by the example of Saint Anthony, which was portrayed by Athanasius in the book The Life of Saint Anthony. Jerome and Augustine are the two church fathers very well respected in the Western church tradition. Jerome and Augustine. Jerome wrote a majority of works staying in Bethlehem. Most of the time he stayed in Bethlehem and wrote majority of the works. He did the translation of the Bible. Jerome did the translation of the Bible in Latin under the title Vulgate. V-U-L-G-A-T-E. V-U-L-G-A-T-E. Jerome translated the Bible in Latin under the title Vulgate. It is worth mentioning that from the earlier times, monasteries were kept in high regard in Coptic and Syrian churches. Coptic and Syrian churches, monasteries were kept in high regard. This is because of their unfailing zeal in gospel teaching. Anthony and his followers found a remedy against the temptation of flesh and the spirit through confession of sin to a spiritual father and follow his advice. This is very, very important. Anthony and his followers found a remedy against the temptation of flesh and the spirit. People will be tempted through flesh and the spirit. So, Anthony and his followers found a remedy for that. What was the remedy? Through the confession of sin to a spiritual father and follow his advice. Confession of sin to a spiritual father and follow his advice. What did this result in? This paved the way for excellent catechetical teachings and spiritual discourses. So this resulted in excellent catechetical teachings and spiritual discourses. Temptations of flesh and the spirit are to be remedied through confession of sin to a spiritual father and also by following his advice. Confession of sin to a spiritual father had a great impact on the Cenobitic communities. Cenobitic communities really reaped the harvest of this system, that is, confessing sin to the spiritual father. Because the spiritual pride was easily detected and curbed in the communities. Cenobitic communities, if the spiritual pride is there and if it is not detected, it is not good for the betterment of that community. So, Cenobitic communities, because of the spiritual pride, was easily detected and curbed in the communities. Because the person will go and tell his sin to the spiritual father, and the spiritual father will give him advice, and he will follow that advice, and the pride will be removed, taken off, pride will be curbed, and the community will function smoothly. This has just had a wonderful effect on the spiritual father also. Not only the one who went and, the disciple who went and confessed the sin to the spiritual father, but it had another effect, retrospective effect on the spiritual father too. How did it affect the spiritual father? The father, the faith and trust of the disciple strengthened the spiritual father's insight and his vision. The faith and trust of the disciple. This disciple had the faith and trust in the spiritual father. We go and confess our sins to our attempts because we have the faith and trust in him. Like that, the faith and trust of the disciple strengthened the spiritual father's insight and his vision. It strengthened the father's insight and his vision. And thus a strong spiritual relationship was created. So a strong spiritual relationship was created, strong spiritual bonding was created. Confessing a sin to the father acknowledges one's own weakness, unworthiness, or inadequacies, and provides complete trust in God. So, confessing results in what? It creates a spiritual relationship between the disciple and the spiritual father. By confessing a sin to a spiritual father, it acknowledges one's weaknesses, unworthiness, inadequacies, infirmities, all this, and this confession provides complete trust in God. This is a very, very important factor about confession. Today's monasticism remains an important and vital part of Orthodox Christian faith. Major monastic centers such as Mount Athos, A-T-H-O-S, Mount Athos, major monastic centers, Mount Athos and St. Catherine's Monastery, St. Catherine's, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E-S, St. Catherine's Monastery in Sinai, Egypt, are witnessing a great revival. So these two monastic centers, the major monastic centers, very big monastic centers, Mount Athos and St. Catherine's Monastery in Sinai, Egypt, are witnessing a great revival with regard to the number of monks who take up their ascetic life. Before that, let me ask you, Mount Athos is in Greece and St. Catherine's Monastery is in Sinai. So these two monasteries are flourishing very well, and because of that, they witness a great revival with regard to the number of monks who take up the ascetic life. Number two, the great flow of pilgrims to these centers. It was at this Catherine's Monastery where John Climacus lived and wrote The Ladder of Divine Ascent. This is a very famous book, very important. John Climacus, The Ladder of Divine Ascent. He wrote this in response to a request from another abbot for spiritual manual for monks. He wanted a spiritual manual. One of the abbots wanted a spiritual manual for the monks. So John Climacus lived in Catherine's Monastery, St. Catherine's Monastery, and wrote The Ladder of Divine Ascent. The Ladder of Divine Ascent. The ladder describes in 30 steps. There were 30 steps. The monks desired progress on the path of spiritual perfection. It says to 30 steps. For the monk's desired path of spiritual perfection, to attain a spiritual perfection, the monk has to go through these 30 steps. These 30 steps, I think that is because of the 30 years our Lord lived in the earth, and then the other 3 years for his public ministry, you know. So the 30 years of the, this is all told about the 30 years of the life of our Lord Jesus, you know, to remind that. And then other 3 is there, 3.5 is there, but this 30 is there. So the influence of the ladder soon extended beyond the monastic communities. And it has been read by lay people for centuries. That is the reason. So this book, The Ladder of Divine Ascent, that is 30 steps, that is the 30 years of the life of our Lord. It has been read by lay people for centuries. And the ladder, later it was simplified and written by Vasilios Papa Vasilios. Vasilios Papa Vasilios. So it was simplified and written by Vasilios, V-A-S-S-I-L-I-O-S. Vasilios Papa Vasilios, P-A-P-A. V-A-S-I-L-I-O-U. That book is written under the title 30 Steps to Heaven. 30 Steps to Heaven. I think that most of our attendees, those who attended that meeting there in Houston, then for the election time, you know, or Eusebius the remaining, he gave those books to all the attendants, those who were there, you know. Very great book. If you get a chance, you must buy that and read, you know. It is a very enticing book, rich in spirituality. It is good for all of us, you know. You have to read it over and over again. That's a wonderful book, The Ladder. The 30 Steps to Heaven. 30 Steps to Heaven. Monasticism continues to be of great influence in Eastern Orthodox Church. Monastic Sundays thrive to this day in many of the countries like Georgia, Bulgaria, Greece, Republic of Macedonia, Romania, Ethiopia, Siberia, the Holy Land, India, and elsewhere. So, monasticism continues to be a very, very, very influential in Eastern Orthodox Church. Monastic Sundays thrive well, even this day, in Georgia, Bulgaria, Greece, Republic of Macedonia, Romania, Ethiopia, Siberia, the Holy Land, India, and other places. Mount Athos remains the spiritual center of monasticism for the Eastern Orthodox Church. Mount Athos remains the spiritual center of monasticism for the Eastern Orthodox Church. Mount Athos is in Greece, which, like Vatican City, is self-governing. Mount Athos is self-governing. It is like Vatican City. It is self-governing. It is located on an island, isolated peninsula, approximately 20 miles long and 5 miles wide. It is on an isolated peninsula. Peninsula is three places, water bodies will be there. That is a peninsula. India is a peninsula. Europe is known as the peninsula of peninsula. So, it is located on an isolated peninsula approximately 20 miles long and 5 miles wide. And is under the jurisdiction of Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople. It is under the jurisdiction of Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople because this is the spiritual center, most important spiritual center of the Eastern Orthodox Church. That is why I am giving a description about Mount Athos, A-T-H-O-S, Mount Athos. Mount Athos is commonly referred to as the Holy Mountain. The free movement of the people and goods in this territory is prohibited. Unless otherwise, they have to get a permission. A permission is granted by the monastic state authorities. They have to give the permission for the movement, free movement of people and goods. One more important thing is that only males are allowed to enter here. Residents on the peninsula must be men, 18 and above, who are the members of Eastern Orthodox Church, and also either monks or workers. These are only people who can go over there. Let me tell about our church. We have 30 monasteries, I think so, ashrams, and 15 convents. All these institutions are involved in various activities that are beneficial to the society and the church as a whole. It is a great blessing that we have got all these great ashrams and convents to our credit. And let me tell you something about the essay examination. When you go through all these things, recapitulate all these things, you may be finding enough material to write the essay. So, now I remember one of the literary critics, Johnson. Dr. Johnson said about the essay, "Essay is a loose trail of mind, an irregular, undigested piece, not a regular and orderly composition. So it is a loose failure of mind. Failure means onset. It is a loose failure of mind, an irregular undigested piece, not a regular and orderly composition. Why did I quote this? Because in the IPSA, you don't have to worry about anything. The thing is that he even has told that, you know, whatever comes into your mind after reading all these things, and whatever you have already digested, but that means understood well, doesn't just reproduce those things. And if you haven't understood those other things, you can reject those things, and whatever you have understood, you can write them. And not in an orderly way. Supposing you write some point and immediately think about another point that has come up in your mind, so doesn't matter. Write that point later. And it is a composition, you know. So you don't have to worry about all these things. Arrange your ideas in such a way that you can remember them and reproduce them. So this way you can write the essay in a better way. So the things are very easy. This is a great topic what Achan has taken. I really appreciate that, because this is a very nice topic. Each and everyone should know this. It is not at all difficult, you know. So I have to thank all of you for listening to me in this class. And especially I thank Achan for his humility to be here these 2 days and listen to me. That is the greatness of Achan, to show that his humility. If he is not, if the person who is humble, you know, likes to listen to others. So it is a great blessing that he was here these 2 days with me, you know. And I appreciate all of you, especially those who are there listening to me, for sparing your valuable time and sharing that with me in listening to me. And also I have to thank Mr. Manoj for recording all these things. He has to stay until the recording is done. So if I take more and more time, you know, Manoj will be in trouble. He will be reaching late at home. He's a great man. He helps us a lot. And one important thing is that, you know, these Achans, sometimes, most of the time I hear their classes. They are excellent teachers. And you should not miss their classes. They take very valuable classes. Especially when Limiachan takes on Revelation and all these things, you know. Those classes are excellent. And also, our teachers are Achans. They are excellent teachers. So make use of those teachers. Get the knowledge. Get the wisdom from them, you know, and understand the things, you know, on our spirituality. And they spare their time for the church and for your Mattamariyan Samajam. And I thank them actually for all these things they do, you know, that they do a great work. You are wonderful people, so you will be able to write the examination. You are set for it. Don't worry. Revise these things. These things are also recorded in the system. So if you have doubt, go through it. Write the examination. I think that you all must write the examination. So that will be a great point. It doesn't matter about the marks that you get. You must attend. You must write the examination. Because you are sparing this time for a good thing. That's a great thing, you know. So please do that. So once again, I thank all of you for being with me and patiently listening to me. And may God bless you all. And you all have a wonderful night. And let me conclude here. So you have to be like what? The sunflower that follows the sun, you know. So we have to be like the sunflower that follows the movement of the sun. So the sunflower always looks at the sun. Like that, we have to look at the glory of the Lord all the time. So we will have the wisdom. Thank you. Thank you.
വളരെ വളരെ സന്തോഷം. ഞാനൊരു വാക്കൊന്ന് പറഞ്ഞോട്ടെ ആന്റി?
ആ പറഞ്ഞോട്ടെ.
എനിക്ക് വളരെ സന്തോഷം തോന്നി. ഞങ്ങൾ വളരെ ആഴമായി പഠിച്ച് വളരെ ശക്തമായുള്ളൊരു ക്ലാസ് ആയിരുന്നു. ഞാൻ സെമിനാരി പഠിച്ച സമയങ്ങളൊക്കെ ഓർക്കുകയായിരുന്നു. കൊയിനോണയും ഊസിയായും ഹിപ്പോസ്റ്റാറ്റസും ഒക്കെ നിങ്ങൾ സുനാരി പഠിച്ചതാ. നമ്മുടെ ലേമെൻസിന്റെ കൂട്ടത്തിൽ ഇതുപോലെ ആത്മീയമായി അറിയാവുന്ന ഒത്തിരി പേരുണ്ടെന്നുള്ളത് ഒത്തിരി സന്തോഷം നൽകുന്നു. സഭയെ സംബന്ധിച്ച് അത് വലിയ വലിയ മുതൽക്കൂട്ടാണ്. ഞങ്ങൾ നാഗ്പൂർ സെമിനാരിയിൽ നിന്ന് ഒരു ഡിഗ്രി എടുത്തിട്ടുണ്ട്. നല്ല പരന്ന വായനയും അതുപോലെ തന്നെ നല്ല അറിവും അത് പകർന്നു കൊടുക്കാനുള്ള നല്ല കഴിവും എല്ലാം ദൈവം ഒരു അനുഗ്രഹമായി കൊടുത്തിട്ടുണ്ട്. ഈ കുടുംബത്തോട് നമ്മൾ മൊത്തമായി കടപ്പെട്ടിരിക്കുന്നു. നല്ല ഒരു ക്ലാസ്സായിരുന്നു. ഈ രണ്ട് ദിവസം എന്ന് പറയുന്നത് നമുക്ക് തിയോളജി ആയിരുന്നു ഇതിനകത്ത് കൂടുതലും. ഞാനത് മുന്നമേ ഓർപ്പിച്ചു, സഭയുടെ ഒരു ശക്തി എന്ന് പറയുന്ന സന്യാസ പ്രസ്ഥാനമാണ്. സ്വന്തമായിട്ടുള്ള രക്ഷ എന്നുള്ളതിനെ കുറിച്ചേക്കാളുപരി അവര് സഭയ്ക്ക് വേണ്ടി സമൂഹത്തിന് വേണ്ടി കണ്ണുനീരൊഴുക്കി പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ച പിതാക്കന്മാര് സന്യാസികൾ നമുക്കുണ്ടായിരുന്നു എന്നുള്ളത് നമുക്ക് മനസ്സിലാക്കാൻ സാധിച്ചു. അങ്കളതിന്റെ ആ ഒറിജിനും മെയിൻ ഫോക്കസും ആ പ്രാക്ടിക്കൽ ലെവലിൽ ഇതിന്റെ പരീക്ഷ എഴുതാനും ഒക്കെ ഉള്ള ഒത്തിരി ലോട്ട്സ് ഓഫ് ഇൻഫർമേഷൻ നമുക്ക് പറഞ്ഞു തന്നു. അങ്ങനോടുള്ള നമ്മുടെ നന്ദിയും സ്നേഹവും എത്ര പറഞ്ഞാലും മതിയാകത്തില്ല. നമ്മൾ പ്രത്യേകമായിട്ട് ആ കുടുംബത്തോട് ആൻറ്റിയോടും അങ്കിളിനോടും പ്രത്യേകമായിട്ട് കടപ്പെട്ടിരിക്കുന്നു. എനിക്ക് തോന്നുന്നത് നമുക്ക് ധാരാളം മെറ്റീരിയൽസ് ഇതിനകത്ത് നിന്ന് കിട്ടിയിട്ടുണ്ട് എക്സാം എഴുതാനും. അത് ഞാൻ നമ്മളിത് സജസ്റ്റ് ചെയ്തപ്പോൾ ഇതിനെക്കുറിച്ച് നമ്മൾ അറിഞ്ഞിരിക്കണം. നമ്മുടെ അസ്തിത്വത്തെക്കുറിച്ച്, നമ്മുടെ സഭയുടെ അസ്തിത്വത്തെക്കുറിച്ച്, അതിൻ്റെ ആഴത്തെക്കുറിച്ച് നമുക്കറിയാം. ഇന്ന് പല നൂതന സഭകളും ഉടലെടുത്ത് ചുമ്മാ നമ്മുടെ തിയോളജിയൊക്കെ എടുത്ത് അവരും ആരാധനയ്ക്കങ്ങ് ഉപയോഗിക്കുന്നു. അവർക്കൊന്നും വലിയ ബേസ് ഇല്ല. നമ്മുടെ സഭയുടെ ബേസ് എന്ന് വളരെ ശക്തമായ അതിൽ നിന്ന് ഉരുത്തിരിഞ്ഞ ആ തിയോളജിയാണ് നമ്മൾ വിശ്വസിക്കുന്നത്. അതിൻ്റെ ബേസിലാണ് നമ്മൾ ആരാധിക്കുന്നത്. നമ്മൾ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നത് തന്നെ നമ്മുടെ തിയോളജി. അതിൻ്റെ ആഴങ്ങളിലേക്ക് കടന്നു ചെല്ലുവാൻ അങ്കലിന് സാധിച്ചു എന്നുള്ളത് സന്തോഷത്തോടെ ഓർക്കുന്നു. രണ്ട് ദിവസം അനുഗ്രഹത്തിൻ്റെ ക്ലാസ്സായിരുന്നു ഇത്. എത്ര ക്ലാസ് എടുത്താലും മര്യാദത്തിൽ അത്രമാത്രം ആഴമായിട്ട് പഠിക്കാവുന്നതാണ്. അതിൻ്റെ ഒത്തിരി അതിൻ്റെ ലിങ്ക് അയച്ചു തന്നിട്ടുണ്ട്. നമുക്ക് കൂടുതലായിട്ട് ഇൻഫർമേഷൻ അതിനകത്ത് കൊടുക്കും. ഏതായാലും എസ് എഴുതുവാൻ നമുക്ക് ഇന്നഫ് ഒരു മെറ്റീരിയൽസ് നമുക്ക് കിട്ടി. വളരെ സന്തോഷം. മത്സമറി സമയത്തിൻ്റെ പേരിലുള്ള സന്തോഷം ഞാൻ എല്ലാവർക്കും വേണ്ടി ഞാൻ നിങ്ങളെ അറിയിക്കുന്നു. ദൈവം ആരോഗ്യത്തോടും കൃപകളോടും ഒക്കെ കൂടുതലായിട്ട് അങ്ങനെ സൂക്ഷിക്കട്ടെ. നിങ്ങൾ പള്ളിയിലൊക്കെ പ്രസംഗിക്കുന്നതാണ്, ഒത്തിരി ക്ലാസ്സിൽ എടുക്കുന്നതാണ്. ദൈവം കൂടുതൽ എടുത്ത് ഉപയോഗിക്കട്ടെ എന്നും പ്രത്യേകമായിട്ട് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു.
താങ്ക് യു അച്ഛാ. താങ്ക് യു.
ആന്റി, വേറെ അനൗൺസ്മെന്റ്സ് വല്ലതും ഉണ്ടോ?
ഒന്നുമില്ല. ഈ രണ്ടു മണിക്കൂർ കേട്ട ഇതിനകത്തുനിന്ന് അരമണിക്കൂർ എഴുതാൻ തീർച്ചയായിട്ടും മെറ്റീരിയൽ ആളുകൾക്ക് കിട്ടിക്കാണും.
ഒത്തിരി അതെ,
ഈ മലയാളത്തിൽ പറഞ്ഞാൽ ഇംഗ്ലീഷുകാർക്ക് പ്രയാസമായിരിക്കും. അതുകൊണ്ട് രണ്ടു പേർക്കും മനസ്സിലാവുന്ന ഭാഷയിൽ പറയാനാണ് ഞാൻ പറഞ്ഞത്.
എനിക്ക് തോന്നുന്നു
അപ്പം മലയാളത്തിൽ എഴുതുകയാണെങ്കിൽ ഇംഗ്ലീഷ് വാക്ക് ഉപയോഗിച്ചാൽ യാതൊരു കുഴപ്പവും ഇല്ല, അത് അക്സെപ്റ്റ് ചെയ്യുന്നതാണ്. കാരണം അതിനുള്ള മലയാളം ട്രാൻസ്ലേഷൻ കാണുകയല്ല മിക്ക വാക്കുകൾക്കും. അപ്പം ഇംഗ്ലീഷിലുള്ള ആ ഇംഗ്ലീഷ് വാക്കുകൾ അതുപോലെ മലയാളത്തിൽ എഴുതാം, അതിന് കുഴപ്പമില്ല. പിന്നെ എന്തെങ്കിലും സംശയം ഉണ്ടെങ്കിൽ എനിക്കൊന്ന് ഇമെയിൽ ചെയ്യുക, വിളിക്കുക ചെയ്യുക. എല്ലാവരും കേട്ടിരുന്നതിന് സന്തോഷം. ഇത് പ്രയോജനപ്പെടുത്തുന്നു പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു. നമുക്ക് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കട്ടെ.
ശുദ്ധമുള്ള പിതാവേ, ശുദ്ധമുള്ള നിന്റെ തിരുനാമത്താൽ ഞങ്ങളെ നീ കാത്തുകൊള്ളണമേ. രക്ഷിതാവായുള്ള നിന്റെ സ്ലീപ്പായാൽ ഞങ്ങളെ നീ മറച്ചുകൊള്ളണമേ. ശുദ്ധമുള്ള റുഹാ, ശുദ്ധമുള്ള നിന്റെ കുടിയിരിപ്പിന് ഭവനങ്ങളായിട്ട് ഞങ്ങളെ ചുമക്കണമേ. ദൈവമായ കർത്താവേ, നിരൂപുരല്ലാ സമയത്ത് നിന്റെ ദൈവത്വത്തിന്റെ ചെറുകൻ കീഴിൽ ഞങ്ങളെ മറച്ചുകൊള്ളണമേ. അമ്മേ, ദൈവമായ കർത്താവേ, കൃപയിൽ സമർപ്പിക്കുന്നു അനുഗ്രഹത്തോടെ ഒത്തുചേരുവാനും ദൈവമേ വിലപ്പെട്ട സന്ദേശങ്ങൾ ദൈവമേ കൈമാറുവാനും തക്കവണ്ണം പ്രിയ നിങ്ങളെ അവിടുന്ന് സഹായിച്ചു. ദൈവമേ, നീ ശക്തിപ്പെടുത്ത കൃപയ്ക്കായിട്ട് സ്തോത്രം. ദൈവമേ, ഞങ്ങളുടെ ഉള്ളങ്ങളിൽ അത് വ്യാപരിപ്പാനും 30, 60, 100 മിനിറ്റ് ആയിട്ട് ഫലം കായ്ക്കുവാനും ഞങ്ങളുടെ ആത്മീയ ജീവിതത്തെ കൂടുതൽ പുഷ്ടിയുള്ളതാക്കി തീർക്കുവാനും ഉപകരിക്കണമേ. ദൈവമേ, സഭയ്ക്ക് വേണ്ടി പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്ന അനേകരുണ്ട്. ദൈവമേ, ആരും അറിയാതെ വനാന്തരങ്ങളിൽ നിന്ന് പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ച സന്യാസിമാരെയൊക്കെ ഓർത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു. അവരുടെ വിലപ്പെട്ട പ്രാർത്ഥനകളാവുന്നുവല്ലോ സഭയ്ക്ക് ശക്തിയും ചൈതന്യവും ആത്മനിറവും പകർന്നു നൽകിയത്. അങ്ങനെയുള്ള പിതാക്കന്മാരെ ഓർത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുമ്പോൾ അവരെപ്പോലും ഞങ്ങളുമായി തീരുവാൻ തക്കണമുള്ള ശക്തമായ ഒരു ഉത്തേജനം ഞങ്ങളുടെ ജീവിതത്തിൽ കിട്ടുവാൻ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ക്ലാസ് ഞങ്ങൾക്ക് ഉപകരിച്ചു എന്ന് ഞങ്ങൾ മനസ്സിലാക്കുന്നു. സുഡാഴമായിട്ടുള്ള തിയോളജികളെ കുറിച്ചൊക്കെയും പറയുവാനും ഒരു ദൈവീകരണ പ്രക്രിയ ഞങ്ങളിൽ ഉണ്ടായി ഞങ്ങളും ദൈവീകരിക്കപ്പെടുന്നവരാകുവാനും ഞങ്ങളെ അവിടുന്ന് സഹായിക്കണമേ. ഞങ്ങളുടെ എല്ലാ പ്രാർത്ഥനകളും ആ ഒരു ദൈവീകരണത്തിലേക്ക് ഡെയ്ഫിക്കേഷനിലേക്ക് നയിക്കുവാൻ തക്കവണ്ണം സഹായിക്കണമേ. നിങ്ങളുടെയും എന്റെയും പ്രതിയുമായിട്ട് ഓർത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു. ആരോഗ്യത്തോടും കൃപകളോടും കൂടെ തിരുസന്നെ ശുശ്രൂഷിക്കണമേ. ആയിരിക്കുന്നിടത്ത് കൃപ വർഷിക്കണമേ. ആയിരിക്കുന്ന എല്ലാതുമായിട്ടുള്ള ശുശ്രൂഷകളെയും സ്വർഗം വാഴ്ത്തണമേ. കുടുംബമായി ഓർത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു. മർത്തമനി പ്രസ്ഥാനത്തെ തിരുസന്നിധിയിൽ ഓർത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു. എന്നെ വിലപ്പെട്ട നേതൃത്വം നൽകുന്ന എല്ലാവരെയും ഓർക്കുന്നു. തിരുവേനി ഓർത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു. മദ്രാസിന്റെ തലത്തിലും റീജിയണൽ തലത്തിലും യൂണിറ്റ് തലത്തിലും പ്രവർത്തിക്കുന്നവരെ ഓർത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു. ദൈവമേദിന് അല്പമായോ അധികമായോ സഹായം ചെയ്യുന്ന എല്ലാവരെയും ഓർത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു. ദൈവമേദിനെ സംബന്ധിച്ചവരെ ഓർക്കുന്നു. നല്ലതുമായ മനോസാരങ്ങളിൽ കടന്നു വന്നവരെ ഓർത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു. വേദനയിലും ദുഃഖത്തിലുമായിരിക്കുന്നവരെ ഓർത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു. രോഗികളായിരിക്കുന്നവരെ സമർപ്പിച്ച് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു. കുടുംബ സമാധാനം ആഗ്രഹിക്കുന്നവരെ സമർപ്പിച്ച് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു. മറ്റുള്ളവരോട് പറയാൻ കഴിയാത്ത വിഷമതകളും തോറി ദൈവസന്നിധിയിലായിരിക്കുന്നവരെ ഓർക്കുന്നു. നിന്റെ കൃപയിൽ പൊതിയണമേ. പ്രത്യേക കോമ്പറ്റീഷന് വേണ്ടി ഒരുങ്ങുന്ന എല്ലാ മക്കളെയും തിരുസന്നിധിയിൽ ഓർത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു. പിടിച്ച നല്ല രീതിയിൽ ദൈവമേവിനെ എഴുതുവാൻ തുറന്നു കൊടുക്കുവാൻ തക്കൊന്നും ദൈവമേ ഓരോരുത്തരെ സഹായിക്കണമേ. ഇന്നത്തെ രാത്രി അനുഗ്രഹത്തിൻ്റെതായിരിക്കാൻ സ്വർഗം ഇടയാക്കണമേ. പരിശുദ്ധന്മാരെ ശുദ്ധമതികളെ ഞങ്ങൾക്ക് വേണ്ടി അപേക്ഷിക്കണമേ. സകലത്തിലൂരിയായ പരിശുദ്ധമ്മയുടെ മധ്യസ്ഥ ഞങ്ങൾക്ക് അനുഗ്രഹമായി ലഭിക്കണമേ. അടുത്താഴ്ചത്തെ ക്ലാസ്സുകളെ തിരുസന്നിധിയിൽ സമർപ്പിക്കുന്ന കൃപയിൽ പതിയണമേ. ഞങ്ങൾ നിനക്കും നിന്റെ പിതാവിനും നിന്റെ പരിശുദ്ധ രൂഹായിക്കും എന്നാളും സ്തുതിപ്പനായിട്ട് തന്നെ. അമ്മേ
ഓക്കെ. Thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.